Paul. Thank you for the kettlebell illustration. Hopefully they won't be gathering dust after this sermon. You'll start using them. So, as Paul said, our current preaching series is where we're going through our new vision and values that we launched end of October, beginning of November last year. We're still on our vision, which is this. Always growing. That's how it begins. That's our aim. That's our objective as a church. We want to be always growing. But in what? In Christ's love, in Christ's strength, and in Christ's new life. And the focus this morning is in Christ's strength. That's what we'll be thinking about together in our sermon. Boys and girls, you should have had a sheet, a worksheet. This screen here gives you the answer to the first question, I think. Make sure you look at the screen and concentrate on what I'm saying, because if you fill in the sheet, there is a prize. What have we got this month? Heroes, okay? So you can have a hero or two if you come to me afterwards and give me a filled-in sheet. Now, why do we need to be always growing in Christ's strength? Why is that important? Why have we made this as part of our vision? Let's think about why. Well, it's because, there's lots of reasons. Here's just some of them. Numerous reasons why we need to be strong. Obviously, we're not talking about physical strength. We're talking about spiritual strength here. First of all, we're at war. We're not at war literally with guns and grenades and tanks and bombs. We're at war against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, Ephesians 6:12. As soon as we become a Christian, we enter into a state of war. Satan, as it were, gets us in his crosshairs, in his sights. And there are many battles that we face through our Christian life. It's inevitable. Satan is opposed to, is against Jesus, and therefore he is opposed to Christians and will attack. So we need to be strong to cope with the warfare, to fight the battles. Also, the Christian life is one of love and obedience, and that can be hard, right? To love well, to obey God, is difficult. I mean, God says, love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's hard, isn't it, to do that, to put that much effort in. And so to have the energy for that kind of effort, for that kind of love, we need strength, spiritual strength beyond ourselves. Temptation is another reason why we need to be strong. Temptations are everywhere. Temptations are at home. Temptations are on the internet. Temptations are on the TV. Temptations are at work. Temptations are at school. Even if we went and lived in a monastery or a nunnery, there would be temptation to sin and fall away from God. Temptations are hard to resist, aren't they? Really hard. That's why we need Jesus' strength to get through temptation, to resist. Another reason, persecution. Jesus promised that if we follow him, we will get opposition. That's what persecution is, when people oppose us because of our faith in Jesus. In some countries, there's physical opposition and persecution. People get beaten up and put in jail and things like that. In our country, it's not like this, like that, but there is persecution in the form of maybe people will laugh at you. Boys and girls, when I was at school, I became a Christian when I was about 12. I was persecuted, not physically. I was never beaten up or anything like that. But as soon as my friends found out, every opportunity they had, they wound me up. They made fun of me. They belittled me. They made sure I was not cool anymore. It was a kind of form of verbal persecution, I guess. If we become a Christian, life will be hard in different ways, and persecution is one of them. We need strength to endure persecution. It's difficult. And we get ill, and that's another reason why we need strength. we get unwell. And sometimes we get really unwell, and sometimes we get like a chronic illness. We get unwell for a long time. Or we have one illness and recover, and then we get another illness. And that's hard. That wears us down. That exhausts us. We need strength to deal with getting ill. It can really take us out of us, take it out of us physically, but and spiritually. When we're unwell in our body, it can affect us spiritually as well. So we need strength for that. Another reason is that God asks us to fight against injustice. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17, God says, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow." That's a slog. It's difficult. If we're going to stand up to injustice, it takes time and it takes lots of effort. If we're going to stand up to contemporary injustice, things that are going on in our culture that are wrong, things like abortion and human trafficking and modern day slavery and stuff like that, it's going to be hard. We're going to get pushback. We're going to get opposition. People are not going to roll over and say, "Oh, change everything." It's going to be tough. If we're going to obey God and stand up to injustice, we need strength. It's going to take a long, long time. It's going to be difficult. Another reason is this. Life is struggle. There are good times in life, aren't there? There are joyful times, but there are a lot of struggles as well. Pilgrim's Progress, you might remember, John Bunyan described the plane of ease as a very short plane, and the rest was struggle. And if you've read the book, you know what I mean. But life is tough. Psalm 6, verse 6 says this, "I am worn out from my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears." And sometimes that's our life, isn't it? We cry a lot. We struggle a lot. Life is difficult because we live in a broken, a fallen world, a world that's just not working right. Our world is like a computer with a virus or a river that's polluted. It's kind of working, but not quite. We know something's wrong, and we feel the effects of that brokenness. And things happen that are a struggle, like redundancy or breakdown or estrangement or heartbreak or divorce or miscarriage or cancer. And these things come into our life, and it's hard. We get hit with these things. We need strength to get up again and to endure them and to cope. You know, we will suffer in life. Suffering is inevitable, whether we're a Christian or not. It happens to everyone. Physically, we'll suffer. Emotionally, we'll suffer. Mentally, our mental health will suffer. Relationally, vocationally, we will suffer. And so we need Christ's strength as we live in this broken world, and as we encounter suffering. For all these reasons, we need to be growing in Christ's strength. It's not an optional thing, it's a necessary thing. These are why we need to get stronger and stronger. If we're spiritually weak, we'll get blown off course, we'll get led astray, we'll get dragged into sin. If we're not strong in Christ and always growing stronger in Christ, we'll be easily influenced by the ungodliness of the world or the culture, by our non-Christian friends or colleagues, by erroneous Bible teaching or whatever it is. We'll be influenced more by those things than by God, and we'll drift away from Him. Living God's way requires supernatural strength, strength from Christ. So where are we going to get that strength from? How are we going to get that strength? We know it's crucial. We feel our weakness. We know we struggle. But how do we obtain that strength? How can we be always growing in Christ's strength? Let's think about that now. Here are some verses from the Bible. Boys and girls, you need to be looking at these slides to get some answers for your sheet. Some verses are going to come up, and these show us how we get strength, how we're always growing in Christ's strength. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? The psalmist is saying, I'm struggling, I need help, I'm looking to the hills. Where's it going to come from? I can't see anyone that's going to help me out there. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That's where the psalmist gets his strength from when he's struggling. Ephesians 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Ephesians 3, verse 16, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. That's where we get inner strength from. That's where we get power from. Isaiah 41, verse 10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Those verses tell us, don't they? Our strength comes from the Lord, from Christ. Reliance on him is what makes us strong. Turning to him in our weakness is where we gain strength. I wonder, are you struggling right now? Are you faced with something that's so big you feel it's going to overwhelm you? Are you wondering how you'll cope, how you'll deal with it, how you'll get through? Let me tell you, he will strengthen you. That's where you'll find your strength. If you look within, you might not find very much there at all. If you keep on looking within, you'll wear yourself out. But that's how we find strength, from the Lord. This happened to me this week. This week, I was tapping away on my computer, preparing this sermon, and the phone rang. And I picked up the phone and looked at the caller ID. And my heart clenched in fear. It really did, because it said A.B. Walker, funeral directors. And I know that when they ring me, they're going to ask me to take a funeral. And all sorts of fearful thoughts flooded into my mind. I can't do this. I haven't got enough experience. I haven't got enough time. It's too emotionally charged. I can't do it, God. I don't want to pick up the phone. I was full of fear. And it's like God said to me, wait, you can do this because you'll find your strength in me. Be strong in me, in my mighty power. When you're there in that funeral, it will be difficult, but I'll be with you. So don't be dismayed at this phone call, Jamie. Pick up the phone. And I did, and I'm taking the funeral, and I am scared, but I know that I can be confident because God will be with me. I can be confident like David was confident facing Goliath, because although a massive giant was in front of him, his strength was in the Lord. He trusted in God. I can be confident like Samson facing a lion. Imagine having a lion going to pounce at you. Samson didn't fear because he got his strength from God. I'm faced with a funeral. That scares me. What scares you? You can overcome it. You can cope because your strength comes from God and he will be with you. And he will walk with you and assist you through whatever it is you're going to. You're going through. You know, when that phone rang, I had temporary identity amnesia. I forgot who I was. I forgot that I was a loved child of God. I forgot that he was with me. I forgot all of these verses and I panicked. Don't have identity amnesia. Remember who you are. Got an enormous source of strength. And it's Christ. And he's so powerful. He'll give you what you need and keep on giving you what you need without wearing himself out. No worries about that. And you know, God is only too pleased to give us strength. Another question for you boys and girls is coming up on your sheet, so be ready. I love this verse, Luke 22, 43. See the context of the verse. This is Jesus before he was crucified, and he's really in anguish. And he's praying, but he's asking God for this not to happen because he's so full of dread. Look at verse 43. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. God sees his son suffering and God comes to him in the form, he sends an angel to assist him. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. God knows when you're in your hour of need, when you're in anguish, like Jesus was, and he'll send you help when we're faced with temptation, with fear, with struggle, when we feel, I can't carry on, God, I can't do this. He'll give us what we need. He'll assist us. He's the Lion of Judah. He'll give us some of his lion-like strength. Jesus is no wimp. He's a lion. Yes, he's a lamb who sacrificed himself, but he's got the strength of a lion. And he'll lend us that strength when we're struggling. We're going to watch a video about a lion now. It's a clip from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, written by C.S. Lewis. And it's important to bear in mind, if you're not familiar with his work in The Chronicles of Narnia, that the lion, Aslan, represents Jesus. The context is this. They're in a battle. They're fighting the witch and her evil forces. And the witch is winning. She's overcoming. Peter is in a fight with her, and he's losing his strength. And everyone else is too. And he's kind of slowly starting to panic. But watch carefully and watch what happens when the lion appears, when Aslan appears. I love that clip because I think C.S. Lewis was very aware that as Christians we're in spiritual battles, and sometimes people like the witch rise up against us and it feels so difficult. And we feel that evil is overcoming us. And then we get this roar, the Lion of Judah. And you saw what happened. As soon as Aslan came, they got new strength. They started to overcome, and the scene carries on like that. And the Narnians overcome, and they beat the forces of evil. And God comes to us like that, when we're fighting, we're battling, and we're fatigued. And he comes to us in different ways to give us strength. Sometimes he strengthens us like he did Jesus. He sends an angel, and the angel gives us strength. Sometimes the angel is disguised, looks like a person to us. But he comes to us when we need it. Sometimes he sends his people. Sometimes we're really struggling and someone comes to us and a gesture or an arm around our shoulders or a prayer or something picks us up, helps us carry on. Sometimes he gives us a kind of an infusion of power to our inner beings. We're able to have some get up and go. Sometimes he strengthens us in really unexpected ways. Sometimes he sends something into our life. It doesn't feel like he's strengthening us at all. In fact, it feels like he's weakening us. It feels like he's knocking us down. But actually, we look back, we think, incredibly, that gave me strength. That moved me on in my Christian life. That stimulated growth in me. Sometimes he gives us an injection of spiritual energy for a special occasion. Sometimes it's through the Bible. We pick up the Bible and the verse just fills us with power. Sometimes it's at a prayer meeting. Have you ever been at a prayer meeting? Someone else prays, and it's like they're praying for you. They don't know they are, but they are, because the Spirit is filling. They're praying in the Spirit, and that prayer lifts you. That's why praying together is so important. Sometimes the Spirit fills us freshly, and we feel as if we can fly, because we've got his power in us. Whatever it is, he comes to us when we need it, and he strengthens us. And some of you have shared with me your stories of how he's come to you. And I can look back in my life and think, yes, when I was down, he lifted me up, he carried me. So, growing in Christ's strength is actually a very simple two-step process. Boys and girls, this is another question on your sheet. So, step one, admit that we're weak. Admit that we can't do it. Admit that what God asks of us is too much for us to accomplish on our own. We need to stop trusting in ourselves and depending on our own skills, abilities, gifts, personality, intelligence, whatever it is, resources, money, whatever it is that we're relying on, and say, I can't do it. I can't live the way you want me to. It's too difficult. This can be hard. It's a simple step, but it's a hard step, right? Because sometimes we're proud and we think we can do it. It's hard to ask for help sometimes to God or someone else. But we need to. We need to be weak because then we're strong, as Paul says in Corinthians. And step two, turn to him for strength. He's got the passion and the power to grant us strength, to grow us in strength, to keep giving us strength, and he'll never grow weary of giving us strength. And we can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can take a funeral through him who strengthens me. I can do bed for the night through him who strengthens me. I can share my faith with my work colleagues through him who strengthens me. I can get through this period of bereavement, whatever it is. I can bring reconciliation to this argument I've had through him who strengthens me. And that's how we do it. It's simple, yet profound, and sometimes really hard. But that's how we are always growing in Christ's strength. But there's one more aspect of strength that we need to consider briefly before we finish, and it's this. It's kind of like collective strength. We've thought about like individual strength, how we can access the Lion of Judah's strength. But I want to finish by thinking about us together as a church, as our Argyle Community Church. Jesus says, I will build my church, because he cares about his worldwide church, his people on earth. He cares about each local church in the world, each gathering in each town, village, and city. And he cares about our Argyle Community Church. And therefore, he'll send us people to strengthen us. Because he cares. He knows the weaknesses in Argyle, the gaps there are, and the spaces in volunteering, the ministries that are struggling. He knows, and if we seek him, trusting that he knows, he'll give us the people. And so, when we get new people coming to Argyle, they are gifts from God to strengthen us. Have you ever thought of it like that? So those of you who've come recently, we see you as a gift from God to strengthen us. God freely and strategically gives newcomers to us to help us corporately, to help us collectively get stronger in serving God together. So let's thank God for new people. Let's welcome new people and appreciate them and say, yes, God loves this church. He's evidence that he's strengthening Argyle. Let's pray for more new people. Let's trust that God will send us those whom we need. Let me remind you of Grow Pray this evening. We're going to focus on this sermon, really, on always growing Christ's strength. That's what we're going to be praying for. Do come if you can. Come together and let's petition God for strength. Thank him for the growth that we've already seen in Argyle and pray for more. Let's do that together. So whatever you're facing this week, this month, bring it to God. Whatever, you're the David, what's your Goliath? Whatever giant is threatening you, whatever situation is scaring you, remember you can face it in the Lord's strength. Look to the hills. Where does your help come from? Not from within, not from other resources on the hills, but from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He loves you. He'll be with you. He's the Lion of Judah, and he'll strengthen you. God bless you all today and this week. Thank you.